welcome to the Daytime Confidential podcast, brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. On today's show, Rick Hurst returns to General Hospital, Allison Sweeney plans to leave Days of Our Lives, Genoa City finds out the truth on YNR, and Hunter Tylo returns to The Bold and the Beautiful. All this and much more on today's show, so stay tuned. Jamie Giddens, welcome.
Hey, hey.
Melody Akles, welcome.
Hey.
Reagan Salura, welcome.
Hello.
And Scoopalicious Jillian, welcome.
What it do, Luke?
Well, Bold and the Beautiful confirmed your rumor report that Hunter Tylo is returning to face off with Ridge. Well, not face off with Ridge, but to share scenes with Ridge, I should say. Thoughts?
Why am I flipping my hair like you can see me? Oh, I'm just flipping it like, any questions? Well, we know they had to play this beat, and like I said, she was coming back, so she gonna play them beats. How you like me now? I like it. It's going to be funny because, you know, depending on how they play it, you know Taylor always is the one to find out some tea. Wouldn't it be funny if she just finds out that, you know, she tries to rekindle with Ridge, and she's just like, oh my God, you're after that Brooke again. And he's just like, no, I'm not, or whatever. And then she's like, wait a minute, you want Katie? And she just busts out laughing and just be like, damn, Brooke's about to get outmaneuvered by her baby sis. That's, you know, that would be kind of cool.
Do you think that this could tie into what's playing out right now, though? Because now that Dollar Bill sees that he is not the sun that both Logan planets are orbiting around, we're seeing him desperate to find out what Ridge has been doing this year and a half in Paris. So I'm kind of wondering if what Ridge was doing, at least for part of that time, might have been Taylor.
Well, she was doing his daddy, so it would be really...
Well, you know, she left about 2 months ago, so she had time. And
true. But you said, yeah, you know, it would be kind of, you know, that would be kind of funny, you know, instead of Brooke, you know, instead of them Jezebel judging, y'all like that new one? Yeah, Jezebel judging Brooke for her sins. It would be funny if she's just like, Taylor, you were doing daddy and son at the same time.
I just wish they would write that kind of stuff because my Ridge... Yeah. Even this week, they had Ridge going to Brooke, you know. And Torsten is such a good actor with it because he really is slut-shaming the fire out of her. But he's like, she's your sister. I mean, he's saying it let's be real. Okay, people, because I get so many people tweeting me about my real-life morality. No, I would not sleep with my sister's husband. But the thing is, it's a soap opera. Unless she married Kellan Lutz. But no, I mean, the thing of it is, it's like... You gotta pay attention to that history, though, because he slept with Thorne's wife, and somebody was like, well, that was years ago, he's grown. I'm like, no, he didn't. He grew right on into trying to screw Bridget, and he raised her.
It's Brooke!
You know, it's like he took Brooke away from his daddy. I mean, yeah, Brooke, he had her first, but still, she married his daddy. So, I mean, I do wish that instead of Brooke, you know, because nobody can force that single solitary tear like KKL. But I'm really wishing that at some point she would be like, Ridge, you're a hypocrite.
I mean, but wait, do we really think that he was in Paris and not knowing what was going on? I mean, this is 2013-14 when this is all happening. So nobody told him, hey, guess what? Brooke is sleeping with Bill now. I mean, nobody filled him in, you know?
Maybe it was a situation where, okay, say you and I, well, we are homies, Reagan, duh, even though I block your calls when you call me. But anyways, say, like, you and I are, like, you know, cool or whatever, and, like, you have beef with Luke, and you're like, I don't want to tell about Luke. He's dead to me. Tutui. You know, and, like, you know, I call you up after, you know, the dust has settled. You know, we still talk or whatever, but after the dust has settled, so to speak, between you and Luke, and I'm just like, hey, Reagan, so what's going on? And then, you know, you're like, what's going on? And I'd be like, well, you know, Luke, what if, you know, Ridge was the type of person, if I brought that to you, he was like, or you said something like, oh, I don't want to hear about him, and cuts me off at the pass before I could tell you what he's been up to. Maybe it's a situation.
Well, the thing of it is, from what they've done on screen, judging just by what they've done on screen, this is Brooke's latest scandal, but it didn't become a scandal because Eric wouldn't let him go public. He was like, Brooke, if you want to fuck your sister's husband, you don't come to the fashion show. So, you know, they kind of kept this one in-house.
Yeah.
Really...
But wouldn't Steffi even have
Yeah.
known? I mean,
but Steffi hadn't been here either. I mean,
she was gone. No, Steffi was gone, so Steffi didn't know.
Yeah.
This is one of the
few. So you're meaning to tell me that an urge of us in the era of social media where these people are plastered over blogs that both Steffi and Ridge have their heads in the sand?
If you looked at the show the last 6 months, they have made the point over and over again that this scandal did not get out. Eric, that's why Eric wouldn't let her come to...
Steffi and Liam were with them in Aspen when Katie was first on the run from her postpartum and thrown together. And there was, I mean, it was obvious sexual tension in them together. So you don't think that over... all the rest of the time that Steffi's not going to pick up on any of the stuff that's going on between
Steffi
them?
Steffi never knew that they screwed, and she left town. Didn't Steffi leave town before?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, she definitely knew, like, she pointed it out that it seemed like, but they didn't do anything yet. So, I mean, she might have said to her dad, you know, Brooke is getting really close to...
And then Taylor did out them in front of a room full of people, so nobody kind of passed this information out.
You know what? Now, that is a good point, because I can't believe that Taylor wouldn't have ran home and got on Skype.
Okay. It was Steffi.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Eric, you know, she was dating Eric at the time, so Eric probably was like, bitch,
well,
you took the thing.
Maybe, here's what I hope happened. Maybe Brooke's attorney sent that bitch a cease and desist and said, unless you want to be like Lucy on Peanuts, handing out psychological advice for a nickel, you better not say nothing else to nobody.
Because you know Taylor did violate her privacy. I mean, you know, this is soaps. Taylor wasn't her doctor, but she violated her medical thing. So what if
she committed a crime? She broke into the doctor's office to get the goods on Brooke. It was like, is she going to lose her license? Dorian Lord lost her license for less.
It still is a little bit.
I just think it's a very,
of the credulity that neither Steffi nor Ridge supposedly knew about this the
Maybe
whole time.
Maybe Eric made them shut their pie holes. Maybe Eric told them, look, little girl, you ain't no flesh of mine. I'll kick you out of this company if you don't shut your face.
Steffi owes 25% of this.
That's reading between the lines way more than thinking that Eric's, got everybody on lockdown.
They've tried to play this whole Ridge was soul searching and getting back to himself as an artiste. So maybe
in a major European city.
Maybe
he's doing it. He might want to find himself a tailor.
Maybe
so he
every
can have
time to... Steffi knocked on the door, Dad, I have to tell you, go man, being an artiste.
Why a Ridge sound like Eric Braine? I'm like, what? Eric don't play Ridge. He wishes.
Speedo and all. Mal, what are your thoughts?
You just put
on Hunt
halt.
Tyler's return.
That was a screech and halt to shit.
I think it's good for the show to have Miss Hudson Taylor come back. I mean, it'll fit into the triangle, which I guess they're going to make into a quad now. I don't know. We'll see how that works. But
girl, Smitty will high five you all up and down because you know that's
I'll be happy to see Taylor. I mean, why not?
You know that shit, girl.
Reagan, what do you think of Liam trying to prove Wyatt fake the heist and because and then Wyatt and Hope off on their adventure?
Oh, I don't know. I'm really sick of Hope in a triangle. I'm just kind of over Hope being the point of a triangle. I keep looking at Wyatt and thinking, God, I wish you were more of like Alex Moran, because that's like the best character. Ooh. Alex Moran was his character on Blue Mountain State. Darren Brooks' character, and I wish they had him play more of that type of character, because he was just fantastic as him. At first, I keep looking at him thinking, you guys are just way too lovey-dovey, and oh, we're so perfect. I can't stand it. But then, I don't know, the teepee was kind of hot. That wasn't too bad. I don't know.
Now,
I just
did they make love?
Yeah.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Man, she was so tight with it with Liam and me.
Wrecked!
As much as she goes back and forth between the two, she's not going to be tight long.
Yeah. Well,
if they like their daddy, if they like their daddy.
I go back and forth with if I like her with him or not, but I'm just kind of sick of Hope. I think I'm kind of sick of Hope. I want her to.
I was sitting there looking at it, and I'm like, I would be so disgusted. I mean, yeah, it was romantic and stuff, but I'm like, I don't know how y'all are when y'all get through doing the Uchiku, but I'm like, yeah, this is all wonderful, but we all sitting in the sand and we sticky.
You get sand in places you don't want it to be.
I'm like, I hate it. Look, sand and body fluids don't go good.
Well, you know, well, I will just tell you this. Y'all already know I like my hair wet, so imagine sand. You know I will be the ultimate bitch on a date.
You did it right. You can't run out in that ocean because body parts might be stinging. You know, because you know you might have rubbed a little too much, grabbed a little too much.
So bougie. You know, Jamie. If he's like, let's go to the beach, let's go in the water. I'm going to no beach if my hair getting wet and no sand. Get out of here.
I must say, Hope definitely did Erica Kane proud because my whole thing as a kid was. Erica Kane gets made love to by all these men all the time, and her hair just stays flowing. Just got pounded by Jack, his brother, you know, Joe Martin, everybody, and her hair would just be great and diamonds dripping. And fans, before you tweet me, I know she never slept with Joe Martin. But yeah, I'm glad old Taylor is coming back because B&B, and I tell this to people all the time because some of these fans are so bizarre. It's like, you can love to hate a character and still want them on the show. I love to hate Melanie Wilkes, but Gone with the Wind really would have sucked without her being there to cause so many problems for my Scarlet. So, Brooke, that one thing I like about Taylor is she is the one person who will make Brooke stop crying and find her inner bitch and say, shut up, Taylor! You know, because with her sister, it's just, and Ridge, it's just... I need you to forgive me. I'm like, Taylor will make her dry in my eyes and be like, you shut up, Taylor! So I'm ready for that.
And then there's Quinn. Jillian, what are your thoughts on her latest antics?
I hope she box Pam's two-faced ass up. I'm like, Pam, shut up! That made me so mad. I like Quinn. You need somebody like Quinn to spice things up. We finally have Rena Sofer doing something besides being around Peepaw, because you know I was not feeling her being around Peepaw. I didn't like Peepaw pawing her. So, yeah, I'm cool with it. What'd you say?
I want you to make me a designer cock ring. Initials, EF.
Oh my god, I would throw a rock at his face. He said
okay.
That to, oh my god, ew.
Jamie, there was a ton of big casting news this last week.
On a ton, that's what Stephanie used to call it.
Oh, shut up.
Okay. I'm not going to even try to transition into Allison Sweeney from you talking about that.
Hey, so she helps people lose a ton on The Biggest Loser. See? I can transition for you.
Jamie, what do you think of the news that Allison Sweeney intends to leave Days of Our Lives sometime in the next 12 months or so?
I'm so grateful that she did go ahead and, you know, give the show one more year and announce it, which, you know, since the way Days tapes, you know, that means, you know, when my grandchildren graduate college, we're going to have to finally say goodbye to Sammy. But no, I mean, I'm sad. I mean, Sammy Brady is one of those characters that, I mean, she's the same age as me. You know, Allie is, I think, 37. I'm 36. You know, I really identify with Sammy from the moment she came on as Sorast.
Wait a minute. You put your sister on the black market?
No, but I was a mouthy, moody teenager with weight issues. And I was always mad as hell and talking back to my mama. And so whenever Sammy would be talking crazy to Marlena, you know, my grandmother could see it in my eyes, and she'd be like, all right, don't get no ideas around here. That's TV, because Sammy would get her wig split around here talking like that. You know, so whenever Sammy, you know, we just grew up together. And then when she just started really becoming, you know, when they transitioned her from the teen vixen to the star, I think I really realized it when they had her sprint across Princess Greta's coronation and no mob hitman in Europe could take Sammy out. I was like, okay, I think this is becoming Allison Sweeney's house. You know, and from that point to now, she is really, especially in the last 5 or so years, she has kept us through some times when some rocky times with Days. You know, I said this to Stephanie Sloan, who broke the story from Soap Opera Digest. Two years ago, this would have killed this show. But now it's like, okay, we're going to miss her, and we hope she comes back to visit. But the show is in such a good place with Eric and Nicole and JJ and Teresa and Brady being a cracky tabacky and just all this stuff going on that it's going to be sad, but it won't. It wouldn't have killed it. I mean, it won't kill it like it would have a few years ago, but I'm still going to miss her. You know, Michael Logan joked on Twitter because, you know, a few seconds after I stopped grieving, I was like, Ann Hesh would make a really good Sammy. Like, so you worked through your stages of grief and you already recasted it.
He retweeted me too. I was like, yeah.
You know, I mean, I do write a column called Wishful Casting, so... But no, I mean, I actually hope, because after I did that, I started thinking, I'm like, nah, you know, most of the Day's greats left at one point. You know, Christian Alfonso, Deirdre Hall, Peter Recco, Sweeney gave them 22 years of loyalty. So I really don't want them to recast right away. You know, I want them to give her chance to go out and, you know, do 10 episodes of... is the new evil psycho on Heart of Dixie or whatever she's going to do, you know, a talk show. That's what I think she's going to do. I think she's going to
do
it
wouldn't surprise me.
But I hope she's there for the 50th, because Day's 50th is when? November 2015. So, yeah, I mean, their 50th anniversary is going to be a while after she leaves. So I hope she would come back for that. You know, I mean, I don't want a situation like with Steve Burton, you know, where it kind of sucked when we didn't get to have Jason at the 50th when, you know, he was right, you knock, knock, knocked at the 50th door and then didn't, you know, wasn't there for that. I mean, you know, things are what they are. But I'm just saying, I definitely hope that, you know, she'll be back for that, you know, mile marker. But I'm sure... Days will do something similar to what GH did, and all of 2015 will honor the 50th anniversary. I don't think it's going to be like Y&R, like a drive-by, but...
I think everybody in the soap industry learned from that debacle. Jillian, I want to talk to you a moment about Eileen Davidson. Michael Logan has been on a roll this last week with Casting News, and he reported on Twitter that she is returning to Days of Our Lives. Looking forward to it?
Yes. You know, we were all thinking, Lord Jesus, we're going to have to sit shiver with Jamie as his girl is leaving the show, Sammy Brady.
Luke loves some Sammy too now. Yeah. He done talked about family so much the last 7 years. I was worried. He loves him some Sammy too now.
It's going to be rough to see her go. That is
for
sure.
So I think Days is doing something smart. You know, we know that they can't replace the other either, or, you know, either lady can't replace the other, but it's going to soften the blow, so to speak. You know what I mean? So, you know, as one, but she's going to be on, well, shit, Eileen going to be seen when? This summer? I mean.
Yeah, she'll be in the summer.
Yeah, but so it cushions the blow, so to speak. So I'm kind of glad. And we all know Days is probably, you know, they'll probably, you know, Eileen's probably, not probably, Eileen will kill it. And then Days.
And whatever they do, whatever they have her there for, you know they're going to use her efficiently. Mm-hmm. Love Y&R, and Ashley Abbott is one of my all-time favorite characters. I actually love Ashley way more than I love Kristen. But they bring her back to ask Abby, did you get an orgasm today, Cookie? You know, that is not what you do with Eileen to the Davidson.
Reagan, Michael Logan was on a roll. He tweeted the rumor that Cassie DePaiva was headed to Days of Our Lives. Then it was confirmed that she's joining the cast as Eve Donovan. Now, before that was reported, for a moment I was like, well, she replaced an Asian on One Life to Live. Maybe she's replacing Celeste. And then it came out that it was Eve Donovan.
Celeste!
Well, I was like, something.
This is Days. This is Days. Days are crazy to do nothing like that.
Well, I just thought it's like, well, Cassie DePaiva goes to a new soap. She replaced an Asian on one. She could replace Celeste on the next. What do you think of her playing Eve Donovan?
I'll write a letter about you to the National Urban League about that. You
I actually think it's pretty good casting. Cassie's a great actress. I think Eve's a great role. I loved Charlotte Ross. I grew up watching Charlotte Ross as Eve. So I thought it was kind of classy that she, responded to the news and said she would have liked to reprise the role, but it didn't fit into her schedule. And she
and then she shaded it afterwards. I saw you, Charlotte.
I only saw the original.
Well, she's retweeting everybody who is saying, you are the only Eve Donovan ever.
No. After that, right, she, like, posts a picture of a script or something. I think, like, an old day script. And she was like, you know, I'll be back one day, wink. And I'm just like, did you not get the memo that Cassie taking that role? Cassie ain't keeping your seat warm, girl.
Cassie DePaiva.
This time I'm going to be hell out, Jennifer. Yeah. I'm going to take where is Frankie?
They didn't recast with Jen Lilly, and, you know, Kirsten Storms is coming back at some point. This is.
Charlotte act like she keeping my place warm. I'm going to get that.
Cassie the Papa says she ain't no charity, Ray, but she ain't just holding the job. I think it'll be good. I do think that,
you were being classy with your first, little shout out there. I didn't realize you turned into a jerk. Anyways.
It's going to be funny, though, because I'm sitting here like, this is soaps. You know, Lauren Cazzo looks younger than each and every person that has ever played her child on that show, except J.K. Johnson. So, Days definitely plays fast and loose. The last Bill Horton we saw is my age, when the character was a grown man and a doctor in the 60s. So, but I do say, I'm like, I cannot wait for the day that Cassie DePaiva looks at Charles Schott and says, Daddy!
Yeah, it's definitely a stretch in that capacity, but, who cares? I think Cassie's great. Let's see if
she doesn't come on that much, so.
It is still, that was jarring for me. I was like, who you gonna play, girl? That was a little jarring for me. I was like, who you gonna play, girl? That was jarring.
I'm still rich, because, I'm just so tired of paupers on soaps. I hope she still has Nick Corelli's millions. I hope that she's a rich bitch. I hope that she...
I hope she brings Jack back. Shit!
Child, Gary Tomlin's still at that show. I love him. Look, I love Gary Tomlin, but him and my Riley, who I love too, they didn't like my Matt Ashford. So, I kind of feel like, it would be like, who do I choose if it was at high school? Whose Letterman jacket would I wear? Because I love these guys as writers, but they don't like one of my all-time favorite actors. I don't know that they don't like him. I just know that every time they join the show, Jack Abbott, he becomes like that one character.
Jack Abbott.
Jack Devereaux.
Jack Devereaux.
Jamie, what did you think of Nick's return?
On which show? With so many Nick.
Days of Our Lives.
Days. That was on point. Blake Barris, I remember when they first started writing him as a villain. When Dana Higley was writing him off the show, I wrote this ridiculous fanboy that I'm almost embarrassed to. I look back at some of my early posts on Daytime Confidential, and I'm like, did I just put my journalism degree in a drawer? Because I wrote in all caps, Dana Higley, stop writing Blake Barris into a corner! And I'm like, oh my God, I would never write that like that now. But I was just so mad because, I knew where that was going. I'm like, Nick is turning crazy. Next thing, the scent of Molly Burnett has him. And so they wrote
Ew, shut up.
I didn't like that, but now I'm like, okay, thank God nobody listened to me, because I would have wrecked that boy's career on this show, because they have plenty of nice, bland Hortons running around. I love that he is this beautiful psychopath who can look his cousins in the face and be like, I'm getting help. I'm getting all the help I need. And Julie's like, thank you! You're back! I'm Auntie Mame! I'm going to be on Broadway! You know, because I love Susan Seaforth, but whatever scenery they have left in Salem, she Seaforth, Nick, you're back! Where's Doug? We should sing! And Hope is like, where you been, Nick? What's up, homie? Hope, the more Hope becomes the only cop in town, the more NYPD blue she's becoming. She used to be like a Midwestern cop. Now I'm thinking she's like New York undercover, like the Puerto Rican cop. Where you been, son? Where you been?
Oh, shut up.
Doing you. Hope is like, I got you. I'm watching you, homie. I'm watching your ass. I'm like, dang, Hope, don't bust a cap on the boy. But my favorite part was the three supervillains, Sammy, Kate, and Gabby, going back to the Demand Mansion and pigging out on dessert because they were happy they didn't kill the boy. Dave is wonderful. It's so smart.
And it makes me see, you know, when you see that, it's still, even though we know we're going to have 20 years with Allison Sweeney on there when she finally leaves because of their taping schedule, it still made me have a little, oh, Ellie, you leaving? Because dance is just fire.
Gabby, too. I know that's like, oh, let's chill.
Bye, girl.
Kate and Sammy this week were great.
Yeah, bye, girl.
People were like, oh, let's hate her because we've always hated her. But I love Gabby because Gabby, for me, represents what they were in, or, you know, it's like Gabby is reluctant. And whenever she comes to them, it's just great comedy. Whenever she has a reluctant, I can't believe we just, and they're like, oh, girl, this your first murder? Girl!
Hey, remember when I did that? Yeah, girl, Sammy. Girl, Sammy, remember when I did that? Oh, girl, you was on point with that, yeah.
And then when Kate goes, I actually like you at this and moment, like, begrudgingly.
And they're Kate and Sammy are fist pounding, they're slapping high five, and you know, they even had this moment the other day when they were like, I guess we don't have to see each other that much anymore. They had this like sad look, like, oh, well, since we're not covering up a murder, we don't have to hang out anymore. I mean, it's like, I love that trio, and I love Eric and Nicole! How hot was that? I want someone to tie me up.
Paul Williams? With that screaming Paul Rickon! Nicole! Ooh! Rolling. So,
tie me up in a basement, turn the gas on, and tell me and confess their love for me. I mean, that is how it's.
Tie you up in a minute with that!
I will say, I write the day's spoilers, and those are probably my favorite spoilers to look forward to. Like, it almost makes me want to watch the show.
Oh,
almost, not quite yet enough.
Oh my God, I did not like it the whole time they were doing it. I'm not going to lie. They keep doing that.
I can't deal with you.
I did not like Eileen. I loved Eileen, but I didn't like her return. I was like, what is this? Why is Kristen doing this? And then it turned out amazing when they started Nicole working at that nunnery, and I was like, what is this? This is stupid. I don't want to watch a show about a nunnery and priest. I was like, why is Eric not a fashion photographer anymore? I was all like, no. They knew what they were doing. This Thornbirds mess with them. I love my vocation. You can just see he's like, I want to be a priest, but his penis is just throbbing against his little priest uniform for Nicole, and there she is, and he's like,
okay,
he might die.
And he just shut you down.
She is all like, I want to tell you something too. He's like, what?
I switched to Geico.
Daniel, I don't like hair in my teeth. I want you too, Eric. And he's like, oh, damn, we tied to this damn building and it's gonna explode in a minute. And I'm still a priest. But I love you, and I love you too, girl. I mean, I was like, kiss! Kiss! You know, like Miranda's little boy on Sex and the City when Steve came over. Anyway, y'all don't know. But I love me.
Sorry, I just watched it. You're talking about the New Year's Eve scene.
Yes, said, I was like, y'all need to kiss. He kissed on the cheek. I'm like, boy, you know, the priest could have kicked you out. Let it go. You know, and then Marlena running around town in Olivia Pope's coat. You know, Days is just giving me life.
Now you well, watch.
In addition to giving you life, its life has been extended through 2016, but it was not the only one. CBS renewed its entire daytime lineup. General Hospital is remaining at ABC, and Ron Carlovati has re-upped as head writer. Which brings us to General Hospital.
Oh, check people on Twitter.
Rick Hurst is back. Reagan, how excited are you?
Very excited. I love Rick. I like Rick with Elizabeth, even though I was a huge Jason and Elizabeth fan. I still liked Rick with Elizabeth. I liked Rick with Alexis also, the little creepy person whispering over there. I can't wait for Molly and Rick scenes. I am just very excited. I can't wait to see Rick and Sam get at each other's throats.
I can't wait for Rick and Sonny because you know he gonna think, okay, now that Sonny's bestie is dead, you know I got a slot on his team. And you know Sonny gonna be like, even in death, Jason is still better than you. Woo-hoo, I can't wait.
Jamie, what are your thoughts about Hurst's return?
His first scene needs to be, look, I'm directing. Frank, you're going to let me direct, Frank? You know, you see a man pulling off his belt and slapping it into the palm of his other hands. You pan up and you see Molly's face in a picture frame and he just popping that belt in his hand. Letting you know what's to come. That's called foreshadowing. And then he hits town. And he sees her at Kelly's. No, TJ, you can't have any of my BLT. I'm sharing it with Rafe. And then Rafe is like, yeah, I'm getting her BLT. And then Rick just grabs her by one arm like my grandfather used to do me. Now I'm going to give her some BLT, all right? And just whoops her little ass all the way home to Lexus Beach House or Lake House, wherever Lexus stay. Because I'm tired of Molly and all her shenanigans. Sonny should have took off his belt. When Sonny found out, when Brenda caused him problems with his mob stuff, he broke all kind of glass and told her she was dead to him. His little niece about to take down the Corintho Starbucks dynasty. I want somebody to take a strap to Molly's behind till she can't sit down, till she won't never think about writing another book or going to Windermere and looking up Nan copy of the Wuthering Heights. She doesn't need to be.
I'm surprised you're calling her Molly.
Well, Melissa's just for, you know, I don't want to confuse people on our podcast. I'm not confusing people. But, you know.
Minerva. I call her because she get on Minerva.
But I do want, my favorite storyline is because Molly loves Sam. Ever since they've sore-assed, you know, with Haley in that role, I hope that she doesn't know their history. You know, I want it to be, you know, Molly to really be wanting to be in Rick's life. And, you know, I want her to be like, why, Mom? Why didn't you and my dad not make it? And then she have to find out that the reason her mama and her daddy couldn't be together is because her mom.
It's because Sam forgot to shower.
Shut your face.
Punched her daddy. I want that so bad. And the reason I do want it now, it wouldn't have been as fun years ago when I didn't like Sam. But Sam is a good character now. I do like her.
I agree with you there.
I think of it as now, you know, she's on this, you know, this good playing field, you know. Sam is almost the moral compass. When, you know,
I know, right?
I did kind of have a moment when she was like telling Alexis, he made me another, you know, he made me, He's a married man. I'm like, honey, that ain't never stopped you before.
Right.
Sonny was a married man when you started hunching on him.
He was separated from college, so shut up.
So I am ready for that, for those particular chickens to come home to roost. I think Haley is a strong enough actress to pull that off.
Oh, absolutely.
I think it'll give Kelly Monaco some hellified good scenes. I think it'll be good for Michael Easton because he only knows this one side of Sam, the widow with the sick baby. You know, that'll be some like, oh, so you mess with your mama's husband.
You want to get on me, but you mess with your mama's husband, yeah.
What I'm sort of curious about is what would happen with Rick and Elizabeth, just because fans have complained that Elizabeth hasn't had much of a story. Who knows? Maybe his return will help her get a little more screen time. Mel, what do you think of the fact that Eileen Kristen is returning as Delia Ryan?
This is the return. The return to Cap Confidential podcast.
Oh, I like it. I really liked what Eileen did earlier from last year, when, you know, she's running the bar and she's really Ava's mom and all kinds of craziness. So I think it will add a lot to the story. And Eileen Kristen is a powerhouse actress, so what's not to love?
Jamie, how excited were you about Donna Mills coming to General Hospital?
He died 3 times.
I was wondering if it was like to the point of running outside naked through the streets is how excited he was.
He needed a wet nap. He needed a wet nap.
Can I turn the volume down first before he gets started on my headphones?
Well, okay, do it, girl. Why are you asking us?
Did we lose him?
Well, I don't know. Is he on mute?
We didn't hear a single thing. So.
No, let me tell you, next to Warner Horizon, you know, magically getting my Gmail account and sending me an email saying, Jamie, we have selected you to reboot Knots Landing. You don't need an agent or manager, anything. Just show up tomorrow with your Trapper Keepers full of fan fiction. Other than that happening, this
pause for a second. Knots Landing over Santa Barbara?
Hell yeah, prime time. I love Santa Barbara, but I want to make money. Knots Landing ran 14 years in prime time. Look, I love Santa Barbara, but I want to get paid, Luke. I want the Spelling Mansion. I don't want to do it for the love.
Okay. So other than the Spelling Mansion.
Look, I would definitely want to reboot Santa Barbara, but if I had to choose between Santa Barbara and Knots Landing, 14 seasons as a top 30 show, what you think?
Another world?
What you think I'm going to choose? Why would you do that, you cruel trickster? I'd have to pick another.
Another World was on a lot longer than Santa Barbara.
Pick Another World, my bad.
And Knots Landing.
But Abby,
he'd probably resurrect Frankie Frame.
You know, I already got that story written that Frankie was really in the FBI and that death because Carl Hutchins was running an illegal arms trading organization.
She was sold into sex slavery.
No.
By somebody named Farron. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
I'm going to be honest. In my Another World fanfic, Frankie is a character, but she only appears to her daughter, Charlie, as a phantom because Charlie has inherited her mother's powers. And so she is like a teen psychic.
Oh, she can't predict her death either.
So back to Donna Mills. Sorry for the sidetrack.
She's a teen psychic in homage to Frank.
You said she like her mom. Her mom didn't predict her death.
You're right. In my story, she is a psychic. She has all these psychic powers and she helps the police. But she's in love with Kirkland, but she don't know he's gay. So, if I was a failed kid, just like a mama. So, anyway, back to Donna Mills. Yes, I am thrilled that Donna Mills is joining. You know, I'm just so glad that they gave it to Lynette Rice, who writes about all the big returns they had, like Kelly Monaco. I'm like, does this person ever have to know this industry to get these scoops? Really? I'm sorry.
Wasn't she the one with Jess Walton and Booker and Phelps?
Yes! They don't give these scoops to these people like us who live and breathe and masturbate to it. They can see it.
Maybe that's just you, Jess.
Mel.
I might live and breathe. I don't know about that last one.
To give all the big scoops to then the person who thinks Jill Foster Abbott is the executive producer of The Young and the Restless. Kelly Monaco should have tweeted, I ain't went nowhere. I've been here ever since Port Charles. I mean, they had big returns like Kelly Monaco. I'm like, do you have a fact checker? Anybody? I'm like, really? But she'll get the next exclusive. Give the big exclusive to Michael Logan. It'll have to be us. Just give it to Logan. He actually watches the shows.
You know, like she said, like she was like, yeah, she was like, yeah, Paul Williams plays a character named Doug Davidson. I was like, Urge! She did that. She did that. I said, Urge? I said, what? And them readers tore that ass up.
Why does my DVR have to strain to the breaking point so that I can be on top of all four of these shows, all of their returns from the dead, all of their mask removals, all of their child murders, so that Lynette Rice can talk about Kelly Monaco being one of the big gets who came back for the 50th anniversary? Anyway, I'm so happy Donna Mills is coming to me.
That's what she said for real about Kelly Monaco.
Child, go look at it. It said the GH had, this was on the heels of all their big returns, and Kelly Monaco was listed as one of the big returns from this.
She probably changed it by now. She probably changed it. Because whatever they tear up in the comments, she
for 10 years. She ain't been nowhere.
Reagan.
Yeah, whatever they tear up in the comments, she quietly changes it.
Entertainment Weekly, you guys have a full-time salary and benefits. I mean, you would think that would behoove you to know what you're writing about.
Reagan, what did you think of Dr. O taking over General Hospital?
I mean, I think it's a cool, interesting, fun twist. I mean, obviously you jump to the logical part of your brain where you're like, you know, Monica did get fired over somebody else being on trial for murder, yet this woman who just got out of jail is the new chief of staff. So I get it. I know, that's what I'm saying. I said you go to the logical part of your brain. Mm-mm. But it's a soap opera, so I'm going with it. I'm going to see
reality
what's
at the door. Okay?
Exactly. That's where I was going with it. I get it. It's going to be fun. How else were we going to get Robin choking her out? So I like that part of it. That was fun.
I thought Robin should have punched her in her face.
I'm willing to see where they're taking it. I like Obrecht. I like Obrecht coming in and out like Heather Weber does. So let's see how she does being on more than she's out. So
my favorite part is with her as boss this last week was when she asked Silas whether or not he'd actually done it, and she sort of looked at him like she respected him more because she thought he did it.
Yeah. Monica, but you know, Monica being mad at Silas, that was the part that was bugging me, because I said it on Twitter. I'm like, you acting as if that you are Marcus and he is Lady Eloise, and he's like, I don't have any panties on, and he tricked you to get the goods, and you didn't get your job. I was like, calm down, Monica.
Leslie Charleston has been so funny in that when Obrecht was like, Dr. Quarterman, we would like to bring you back as the chief of cardiology. I'll think about it. I mean, she is just so
And the great thing about it is she plays it off well. Jamie and I had the whole logic versus soap opera discussion. But, and so then when I did a marathon of it, because, I mean, when I read it, was like, seriously? And so then we had the discussion,
yes,
and then I watched it, and then I watched it.
And her knife wielding just thought he was going to lose his mind.
No, I said that I wouldn't have a problem with it. It was just that it was happening a little bit too quickly after her just having gone to jail. I said if it had been maybe 3 months, I wouldn't have had as big a deal.
Brett on Another World, which you loved and I love too, killed his baby brother and still got reelected to public office. These are called soap operas.
This last week, she did have great scenes. The meeting was great. I thought that her and Brad's conversation was interesting when, like, she basically threatened him for bringing up her grandchild. It will be interesting to see how she whips things into shape, because I was also very happy with her ripping Felix and Sabrina. Mel, what did you think?
Felix need to be ripping Brad. That's the problem. You're about to lose him.
He didn't rip Brad for over a year, and Lucas got him in one night.
Lucas said, Lucas.
I take your man. He
Lucas, I was about to say, Jillian, Lucas listens to salt and pepper. I take your man. Lucas may not be a biological Spencer, but he was raised by a former hoe. So. But Bobby said, look at her, baby. When you got a man sitting in your parlor, you know, keep him waiting.
Jillian, what did you think about finding out that Brad was the son of an Asian triad boss?
I thought that was cool. I'm like, see there? Slowly but surely, Ron is knitting everybody to the canvas. I'm like, the Asian quarter! I'm like, oh my God, and he probably could tell us what they did with Sigmund down there, because you know Sigmund on somebody menu. I liked it. I was like, oh my
God, sesame chicken.
Oh my God, duck fool. I was like, oh my God. I loved it.
Luke don't know nothing about Asian food. If Luke ever comes to visit you, this is what he's going to ask you. Where is the best Indian restaurant?
Indian and Thai. Get out of my face. That's what I'm saying.
You know, that's me, Thai. I want to know what a Thai restaurant is, and there you go.
Mel, what did you think of Brad and Lucas?
Oh, I like it. You know, Lucas came in, he kissed Brad while he was in the lab. I was like, ooh, I like this.
Mm-hmm, see what happened.
Let me say one thing. I guess I had a preconception about Felix and Brad. It was sort of turned upside down when I saw Lucas and Brad. I'm not exactly sure how that's working, but anyways.
What?
To figure out who's the top and the bottom.
See, yeah, who is playing? Who's the pitcher?
Why they have to talk around these things?
Oh my God, you know, we're adults.
Let's just drive right on in there. We want to know.
Apparently, that's what Lucas did.
Is the receiver and who is the batter? And the thing of it is, I think on most soaps, they're all just versatile. You know, that one thing you
apparently.
Although I do believe that Sunny is most definitely the top on Days, because the last few love scenes I've really analyzed, and they always...
Nice work, Jamie.
Should we just pause for a second? You've been doing scientific analysis.
Yes, there's no need to pause. I've been analyzing the Wilson love scenes, and most of them end up with them breaking apart spent, with Sunny falling backward like kind of thrusting his chest out. So I believe that means he was doing Will missionary style. I at first was like, well, he could have been riding Will. But no, believe that he was in fact doing the penitent.
Somebody get JB a lab coat, some glasses.
What's this for on Daytime Confidential?
Clipboard.
Yeah, get me a lab coat and some glasses. I will be on all the sets for their love scene. Abigail likes anal.
Jillian, Kimberly McCullough gave some interviews at TCA and talking about her impending departure. Thoughts?
Child, what do I think about Kimberly McCullough? It's like, next time, you know, y'all know Robin is my home slice. I bet, you know, it looks like we won't be getting to see her ho check Carly or nothing, but damn.
We'll have a scene.
Oh, good. Okay. Because I'm like, damn, homie. Like, that was really bothering me. But next time, Kimberly, you need to sign a long-term contract, girl. You need to. This dipping and slipping and bobbing and weaving, I know soaps make it easy to do that, but you need to sign a long-term contract, okay? I know you brought the ratings, but damn it, Frank need to be like, well, look at here, girl. Sign one or get
gone. Reminds me of my Nancy Frangione after she left playing Cecile on Another World. Everybody do their drinks. You know, they would bring her back over and over. And Jane Elliott did that for a long time.
Yeah, she did. She did.
You know, they just bring her in. But, you know, Robin isn't, you know, Cecile and Tracy are similar characters. They're pot stirrers. They're kind of like, and that's kind of like with Eileen with Kristen Blake. That's a character that can come in, stir up some devilment, and then, you know, be chased out of town. Whereas Robin is a heroine in the heart and soul, so...
Yeah,
you know, but you know what? That Laura used to come and go all the time too. I remember
when she was doing spittle.
When Laura faked her death that last time, and then she showed up at the hospital when they were honoring her. Do y'all remember that? I know Jillian does.
Yes.
And Bobby went off on her. It was epic because she was like, Bobby, like Laura was back 5 minutes, and then she was criticizing something to do with the family, and Bobby was like, you know, you're the only person I know who could be gone a year and come back just as annoying as you left. I'm like, ah! I used to love when Bobby Ho Chick. Mm-hmm. Bobby spoke for me because as a viewer that started in 93, I didn't, you know, I missed the Laura love years or whatever. So I didn't really like Laura all that much. And whenever Bobby would go off on her, I'm like, yes! I feel the same way about this preacher woman and these dusters that she wears. Why is she sitting around in my grandmother's duster yelling at Sonny's face all the time? Leave him alone!
Reagan, what did you think of Kimberly McCullough's quote that Robin's leaving because of a love for another character that is not Patrick on the canvas?
You know, I didn't read into it as, you know, I guess on the surface, maybe most people did. I kind of took it, it could be Robert, it could be...
Girl, bye.
There's what? A danger in love.
I don't know, I just didn't read into it as... I don't know, what? Maybe I'm being a little too...
Yeah, you are.
It's what? Not... It's love, but there's all kinds of love.
Love, yeah.
It's agape love. You know, Vanessa Williams said, they say it's a river. They say it's a gift. They say it's a miracle.
Shut up! What's love got to do with it?
What's love got to do with it?
Oh my God, you need to hear Ozzy Osbourne sing that. That'll make you crack the shit up.
No, it is not. Look, I will say this, because I don't want the Scrubs fan storming Prospect Studios. Robin is not suddenly going to be like, ooh, you know, Margaret is kind of cute. Let's run off together.
You know, we got some of the baddest readers in the land, and our readers are, you know, I've pretty much picked up on it. So,
oh yeah, don't say it. Our readers, I will say this: our readers, there's a reader in the comments that hit the storyline on the nail on the head, which always makes me wonder. I'm like, is that somebody logging in from the show, or are the readers just that smart?
Our readers are that smart, you know.
Our readers are that smart.
They are, though.
You know, but that's what's so funny, because some, you know, at every one of these shows, there's people who think, oh, they'll never guess this. And 5 seconds after the story is teased on the air the first time, somebody logs in and is like, well, I'm pretty sure that this means that Lola Brigida is going to find out that Peter Piper is really her father, and that he's been wearing a mask, and it's really, you know, Liberace under there. And it'll be like, damn, that's the whole beats of that story, you know. But yeah, it'll be good, though, I think. I mean, and the thing of it is, it's like all of these shows are we're post these soaps, and they kind of have to be. We're post the days of number one stunners and superstars. It's like, Y&R is going to have to live without, you know, the staff and Billy Miller and Michael Muni and, you know, unfortunately, Jeannie Cooper. And Days is going to have to deal with Allison leaving, which they have the best precedent of all because, you know, Kid got rid of the spokes on the wheels a few years ago. So Days kind of proved, as much as I hated that comment, he did kind of...
It was a terrible comment.
It was, but it also did kind of... Days got into trouble by becoming such a super couple soap and such a superstar soap, because those superstars got super salaries, and it kind of was a come to Jesus moment for the show and for him, I guess, where he's like, yeah, you know, Days of Our Lives is the star. The Bold and the Beautiful is the star. The Young and the Rest, I mean, Bold and the Beautiful lost Stephanie and Ridge in the same year. Their ratings skyrocketed, and Bold started skyrocketing before the other soaps. You know, Bold, you know, back when, before these other soaps started getting their boffo ratings, Bold kept climbing in the face of losing two of their original stars, their biggest stars. I thought when Jackie left, I'm like, because, you know, I'm like, well, Jackie's kind of the new it thing there. They ain't missed a beat without Jackie Wood. I mean, so these shows have kind of become superstar proof. I mean, if you look at all four of them, you know, there really isn't anybody in theory that they couldn't lose and the soap still survive. I mean, there would definitely be some big hits, you know. I mean, GH would definitely suffer without Sonny, but, you know.
Mel, speaking of superstars, what did you think of Dildum this last week on Y&R?
Oh, I really wanted to find my father, and I was looking for them, and you wrote this book, and I really wanted to find him. Then him and Avery call, and they chat. They talk too damn much, and they finally made love.
Oh,
kind of like, eh.
whatever. They did. They talked for 7 years before they finally got it on. And then when they finally were getting it on, he was like, are you sure you want to do this? Blah, blah, blah.
Who does that? Okay, that was my problem, because I'm like, look, I don't know any man, black, white, red, pink, polka dot, whatever, who is always like, you sure? You sure? Now, if a girl is like, hey, they bum rush you before you even change your mind, and I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Ooh. I loved their lovemaking scene, and I will say, they did the Agnes make them wait, because I was screaming on Twitter, why don't these people shut up? They just have the longest conversations about nothing. And then when Avery started telling him, I know the little boy who was a Cub Scout. I'm like, oh my God, Jill, enough! I know more about this person than I know. All I know about Victor Newman is that his real bio parents dropped him off at an orphanage, and he grew up and fed some dudes some rats, and then he took over Jabot. I don't know anything about if Victor was a Cub Scout. I'm like, we do not need to know.
We don't know what Nikki's mother's name is, but we know Dylan's entire, we know his zodiac sign.
Do we really have to get more dialogue that informs us who this person was? How did he have time? Did he have a social secretary growing up next door or down the street from Avery and Phyllis? He needed a social secretary to be a Cub Scout, an Eagle Scout, sell Avon for his mama. I'm like, the boy did everything. He wasn't like me as a kid. I joined organizations, and my grandma would be like, Jamie, it's a Cub Scout meeting next week. I don't want to go. Do I have to go? And she'd be like, you said you wanted to do it, so come on. I mean, they keep giving. So, yeah, it was like, so by the time that she was like, shut up, penetrate me, I was like, hallelujah.
We get it that Jill is trying to cement him to the character. His mama is the grand dame of the canvas now, so you don't need to cement nothing else. It's like, damn, come on now.
A pair of boots into the river would help.
Yes.
But you know what? It was a good, giving credit where credit's due. I do think that it was smart that they finally felt happy, right? And they're like, and he's all, because that's very soapy. He's like, you know what? I don't even need to find this guy. Screw him. And he's all basking in Avery's cupcake afterglow, and then cut to that ranch.
Frosting.
And which I want everybody fired at that ranch. We already know that that's the worst security ever.
Thank you.
I'm thinking Nikki's going to run into this cat at the Colonnade Room or the Athletic Club or out on the street, out on the at the park bench, with a bottle of Ripple in her, in a brown paper sack. No, she comes home to her sprawling estate that is supposed to have a guard on the gate, and he's like, hi, Nikki.
That's what she said.
And he's like, oh, I told the guard I'm a family friend. I would have Victor go shoot that guard in the head.
In the face! In the face! Oh, my God.
Y'all that had these guards, when Victor hires a guard, it should be like, I need to let you know that there's a woman named Patty who sometimes breaks onto my property and hurts the animals and feeds my granddaughter butter, peanut butter. I also have a son who likes to run down babies. Miguel, our manservant, his lady friend, tried to kill Nikki and her day-to-day doctor husband. I mean, these are the things that need to be discussed in a job interview at the Newman Ranch. And he's like, oh, go on up, sir. Miss Nikki in the house. She taking her fibromyalgia.
That's what I said on Twitter, because I was like, if Miguel was there, he would not have anybody roll up into that mansion and do that to Nikki.
You're not going to give Miguel all them glowing recommendations, no Bo, because Miguel got Nikki capped.
Well, to be fair to Miguel, that bitch changed her appearance, and it wasn't something hokey nowadays. Like, if you go back and see it, you'd be like, oh shit, that bitch really did change her appearance. Cause
if you were Nikki, come on now, Jillian, I know you, if your manservant, somebody he was doing, caused you to be laid up with a bullet hole when he comes to tell you, Senora Jillian, I need
you. I have to defend that because, like, I thought about that.
I had to tell him to get out of my face.
No, because when you go back and watch, because I had that. I was like, Miguel, how the hell you didn't know this bitch was this hoe? But when you saw her picture, she was all, like, you know, you're like, oh, okay. But then when you saw she downplayed herself, you wouldn't have been able to pin it up.
The rich are going to be like, oh, Miguel, I'm so disappointed in you.
Mel, what did you think of Genoa City beginning to learn the truth about Delia?
There's some powerhouse performances in this whole story. Billy Miller is killing it. Mimi's killing it. Elizabeth Hendrickson, Mr. Kerry Egan. Oh my God, that fight between Chelsea and what is that helpless name? Y'all help me. Chloe. Oh God, heartbreaking. It was. Oh, it's so amazing.
Hi,
like
Billy. Ooh.
God,
damn, Chelsea.
Oh, Greg Rickard. Greg Rickard, when Paul was like, Paul was about to call that boy Ricky. You're not going to mess up this investigation. You're going to sit right here. You're not going to call Chloe. And Greg Rickard said, she was my kid too, Paul.
I was like, oh, Lord, I'm going to fall out. Yeah, that was good. Oh, good. The players were good. I mean, you know, and then.
It's a masterclass in acting. That's the one thing. YNR has the best ensemble, you know, yeah, we, you know, each soap has their stunners, you know, GH has its Mar West, and, you know, Days and YNR, shit, you know, they play Red Rover with Eileen, but YNR has the best acting company in daytime, which is probably part of the reason that you can be so frustrated when they're given, you know, the script from
shit,
you know, a rich and scary book to act out. I wasn't going to say shit. See, I am not the mean one. Tweet your hatred to Luke. Girl. I was just going to say a Richard Scary book to read out. Y'all don't know Scary. Please tell me y'all know Richard Scary.
Yeah.
Y'all about y'all Richard Scary books.
He's a little cat. No. The little cat and had the worm.
I mean, that worm has basically, that was, you know, Josh Griffiths. He wanted to turn Nikki into that worm.
Oh my God, but didn't y'all think, like, what did y'all think of the chemistry between Nikki and, oh boy, it was, we know he ain't supposed to root for them, but I'm just like, damn, they had some chemistry.
I always get him and the guy who plays Duke confused.
I want him to die, and for as he's bleeding out, for Dylan to say, I'm going to try to do a blood transfusion, give him my blood, and then they find out that boy is Paul's, and we never have to hear Ian Ward again. I'm sorry. It's too much. I mean, you know, for YNR, it's too much. I mean, yeah. Days, GH, they can have a whole band. Victor don't play with no supervillains. This is Victor Newman. The Victor Newman I knew and loved would come home and find out that man was in his house, and the next scene would be him chained to a wall. I mean, I'm not trying for that on this show. I mean, we already got Colin back tying Jill to a bed. I want Jill at the launch of Glow by Jabo 2. Is that too much to ask?
Yes, apparently.
Tied to no bed. Like, she's just some kind of kinky.
Unless it's with Larry Wharton, but no.
It's shades of AARP.
No.
There's the title of the podcast.
I want Jill to be like an Anna Wintour type person at Jabot, like she's supposed to be.
Stop remembering history, Jamie.
Tie Lily to a bed.
We could tie Lily to a post outside.
I do like Lily with Hillary, though. Nothing brings out Crystal Khalil's chops like having a rival. Every time they have her somebody to
that
go.
That shouldn't be the pup, whatever, but go ahead, no.
You know, I mean, all they ever want to do with them is, I love you, Kane. No, I love you. But you put her in with another woman, and it's like her inner sister comes out. She gets to roll in that neck, and I love that. That's the only time I ever see it. I mean,
well,
she says she ain't no sister.
Whenever she checks Hillary, Like, I love that dynamic. I love the two of them going head up against each other.
I kind of wish that Hillary was out, like, Hillary and, not Mason, that Hillary and Tyler were dating so Lily could have been jealous.
Yes.
I love Devon and Hillary have chemistry.
But they have chemistry, too. I'm just saying that because this time... Mariah, me and Mariah, get the hell out of here, man. She ain't scared nobody.
Dude, I tell you what, Hillary has chemistry with Kyle, and they've toned his hair down, and they're writing him better. I'm like, damn, if y'all would have done this, I wouldn't have been like begging for him to be fired. I mean,
I haven't seen this. When I saw his haircut this last week, I was like,
but
oh.
Did y'all catch something when they was like, you know, somebody asked Hillary if she had a crush on Jack? I'm like, oh, Lord.
Kyle did. He was like, I think you have a thing for my father. And really? I was like, Hillary, is she going to be the one telling the maid to go fix the sticky buns at night? I like Hillary and Devon. Hillary just works, whatever. This show was good this week. I have to say, Billy Miller, you know, being like, she was the star of the night. Oh, it's just killing me. And, you know, Adam is like, you know, you can see Muni doesn't have a lot of dialogue. They gave the heavy lifting for the dialogue to Billy, and Muni is just like this trapped cat who is like trying to show that he's not trapped. I love how he's like, you know, I don't know why I'm out here, Billy. You know, I just know that I'm freezing. And Billy is like, that Texas is coming out of Billy. Billy's like, I'm talking. You know what you did. I want you to say it. I want you to say it.
Oh, man, it's so... Well, and... Yeah, damn. I mean, yeah, like, Billy's has all the dialogue, and Muni's face and everything is just the inflection. It's just like, it's perfect. Damn. And,
you know, it's these beats. I have to say, all of these beats. Here comes Victor, like a slurking, snivery thing. And Chelsea's like, oh my God, Adam, they're real, deal you down. And Victor's like, shut up. You shut your mouth. I take care of everything. I'm going to take your boy, and you're going to spend gold for me until you can say my name, which is Rumpelstiltskin. You will spend gold in this penthouse until you can tell me my real name. You better not.
That should be the title of the podcast. Rumpelstiltskin.
No, it is not Rumpelstiltskin.
Well, as we wrap this podcast up and before we get to final thoughts, the topic that dominated much of the soap universe for January was Michael Muni. At TCA, Nina Tassler commented on it. She goes, I can't comment about the allegations. I can only say that when the producers and Sony came to us and said we want to make changes and laid out their reasons why, we supported them. Is that the final chapter in this saga, Jamie?
I hope so, to be honest. Unless Michael talks, because, you know, I don't see why Hunter would talk. If I was her, I wouldn't talk. I would just move on with my life and my young acting career. Unless Michael ever wants to talk, I'm going to be honest, I wouldn't talk if I was him. I feel like this chapter just needs to go away. Now, people will say, oh, well, you're a hypocrite because you're helping it because you blog stuff like Gloria Allred. Because, you know, our readers like, really, Jamie, why'd you post that? I'm like, because our site is called Daytime Confidential, people. That's why you come here. It's like, yes, it's a news story, so we're going to run the beat, but it doesn't mean I'm happy to see the story continue. We didn't reach out to Gloria Allred, but Soaps in Depth did, and it was a good couple of quotes. I mean, that's the thing. We're going to, and don't act like you're not a part of it, because you come to our site because that's what you want.
And as I've told people, you know, not to cut you off, but, you know, we don't make the news, we break the news. So don't come for me, because I'll send you back.
In this instance, we didn't break it. We're aggregating content from other places to talk about it. But my thing of it is, it's not like, I'm like, you know, yeah, it definitely gets good hits, but it's a situation where you're like, caring about these people as human beings, you want it to just move on. I don't think either one of these people will be I keep seeing all this hyperbole of both of their careers are over, and I'm like, what Hollywood do these people live in? I mean, this Charlie Sheen is on another TV show. I mean, Tracy Lords was a porn star, and then she got Melrose Place, and you know,
they didn't have Twitter and Facebook and TMZ around her time, though.
That one cat that plays Rusty Man or something in one of the Marvel movies, Luke, you like so much. Giants, man.
Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah. If any,
Rusty Robert, man.
Robert Downey Jr. did cocaine off of my butt crack. And his career.
No.
Man, you know, people kill me with this. Their both of their careers are over. I'm like, no, this too shall pass. Next week, Justin Bieber will, you know, say something nasty to Sarah Palin.
Trump do something.
Something. I mean, this will.
I guess the reason why people think his career is over is because ain't nobody in soaps gonna touch him, because, you know, well,
never.
Well, I would say that, I mean, like, okay, like, you know, it's a catch-22, because with he was at Y&R, you know, they were at Sony, so Days is out of the question. Y&R and B&B, that's a CBS
but
thing.
These issues, even if they did, you know, because we don't know.
See,
if they have.
I would think.
These issues that allegedly happen, if they happen, we do not know. They happen at every soap, and they have happened at every soap since Painted Dreams. Look, when Erna was on the radio, she filed a sexual harassment suit against herself when it was just her doing all the characters.
Shut up, idiot.
I said something to myself. I grabbed my boob. I mean, I'm not making fun of it or light of it, because it's, you know, sexual harassment is not right. But we all know these stories. This is just the one that came out. This ain't the first one at the Young and the Restless. This ain't the first one at the Young and the Restless this year. I mean, you know, allegedly. So these things happen all the time, you know. So I don't feel that, and it happens all the time in Hollywood too. Isaiah Washington, who would have, you know, he's getting acclaim for that movie that he did with Taquan.
Yeah, but look how long it took him to get back.
We didn't say it won't take long, but people are like, his career is over. I'm like, I guess
they're saying that because, you know, right about now is pilot season. So, and he was mentioned at the T to the C to the A.
But
so,
look at all of Charlie Sheen's antics and all of his shenanigans. Rob Lowe made that nasty video and was with, you know, that underage girl.
Listen, Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian. Oh,
we talking about actors. We're not talking about sluts.
We're talking about
get out of here.
My final thought is, Muni, since we're on that, I'll just go. Muni has the chops to rebuild his career. I do think he could stand to allow some humility, because, you know, so many people wouldn't be happy for your downfall at your show if you might have showed a little more contrition about your behavior and things like that. And
look at you.
And look, I'm not the one to teach that lesson, because Luke can tell y'all I got an ego out of this world. But I don't work on no, look, I own my business. So, I mean, if you are working with people, you have to show a little more, unless you're Eric Braeden. I love Eric Braeden, but that is the big laugh of all of this. It's like when I keep hearing, Muni has an ego. Muni, I'm like, well, hell, y'all main cat got an ego.
Reason why I got on Eric about that interview wasn't because of the I don't give a damn. It was, I've worked with people, and if they're not here for 10 years, I don't know their name. I'm like, I got mad. I'm like, it's either one or two things. Y'all can't have it both ways. Either he's an asshole with an ego, or he got his memory's lapsed. So, you know, pick which one.
But he is funny. I will say that. Eric Braeden is a delight on Twitter, because when somebody does come with him, he will tell you, don't you come at him with that mess no more. And it's
Jillian.
If Twitter can let you come through to someone's screen, I'm like, I'd be so scared. Eric will come at
me. I'm serious. If he showed up right now with these headsets on, I'd take off running out my back door.
Jillian, final thought.
He's been making fun of me.
Just slam down my laptop and break off running.
It's a snowstorm in Georgia. I grab my garbage pail and slide down the hill.
Jillian, final thoughts.
My final thought is that I am loving the bold and the beautiful. I just love it. I love the fact that Dollar Dollar Bill is going to be trying to dig for dirt on Ridge. and he does not realize that it is in his own backyard. It is right under his nose. It's so perfect. And for all y'all griping about, oh, they incorporated Torsten Kane writing poetry, I'm like, Ridge was never no singer, but they incorporated Ron Moss and them stars and him singing too. So dial it back, damn it.
Well, speaking of incorporation, 5 will get you 10. Eve Donovan will be singing at the Chief Heart.
Days of my life. I thought about that, and I'm like, every time you sign her contract, don't you sing on her now.
I can see her now. Hey, hi, Sonny. Y'all need a singer at this here game?
Darling.
Y'all need a singer at this here game, Mar?
Oh my God.
She'll be the special singer at their wedding.
I beg your pardon. I never promised Salem a rose garden.
I don't know that smell.
I hope they make her don't do that. Oh, Jesus. I love you, Cassie, and you can blow, but Jesus, don't bring it here. Don't bring it to that.
She does. Look at here. Bill has
one life contract that she got to sing like every.
But this is this is a new show.
You know they haven't been letting Bill Hayes sing like he used to, because that day is crude. Bill Hayes is going to be like,
Well, based on your previous comments, that's because his wife was doing it all. Mel, final thoughts?
Okay, my final thought. So we've had a lot of casting news from Days, you know. They got casted to Paiva, and Eileen Davidson back, and GH got Donna freaking Mills. So, Bell Soaps, I'm looking at y'all because it is y'all's move, okay? If you don't make a move, it's your time to do it. I'm just throwing some, you know, Florencia Lozano could use a home on a soap somewhere.
Oh,
Isabella. I'm trying to help out the Bell Soaps for once.
On GH.
On the man who killed the woman on Twin Peaks.
Erica Slezak. Be Dr. Casey Reed. I'm just throwing out ideas here, people.
God.
The role of Stephanie Forrester is now played by
Erica.
Reagan, final thoughts.
I'm just ecstatic about Recursed. I can't wait to see what he does, who they pair him up with.
My final thought is the single best thing for me on General Hospital this last week was Spencer, Cam, and Emma. They gave me life.
Yeah.
The quotes. And when he, like, when little Spencer was talking about how he owned it all, and if you work for my father, you work for me, I was like, oh, please, God in heaven.
What?
Please let this be a foreshadow of what happens when they are sore-assed.
Oh, I don't want them sore-assed. I never want people
to like, the way they're setting up the triangle is perfect for how I imagine them as teens.
It needs to be a quad, though. Jocelyn needs to come back and start scheming with
Spencer. Did that boy say that? He goes, you can have Jocelyn Jack.
Yeah, he did. It was funny.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was good. But Spencer, I'm like, we need to check your DNA again, boy. Because I'm like, unless there's some Cassidines from Jersey, where that accent come from? You ain't no Greek accent. Where you come from? You up in the Bronx? Where you come from, boy?
Hey, he's part Corinto, so.
So true.
I
felt bad for Cameron because Cameron was not getting the good zingers. Spencer had them all.
That's so, if you think about every triangle, the rich asshole gets the zingers. The poor boy is the one the girl really likes, but he's usually the more.
When Spencer said, I own a castle, that boy said, I'll make you a castle. I said, bitch, please. Don't nobody want no hand.
They always choose, because that's what's realistic. She will choose Cameron. Think about
Cameron.
She didn't have three nickels to rub together.
And then Spencer and Carly's kid will team up to break him up.
And Cameron won't. Jagger. She could have had Jason and them Dr. Huxtable sweaters, as many as she could think about. But no, she wanted Jagger.
On that note, we would encourage you to comment on this episode at daytimeconfidential.com. Add us as a friend on Facebook, facebook.com/DCConfidential. Add us as a friend on Twitter, twitter.com/DCConfidential. We thank you so much for listening. Until next time, so long.
Spin that girl, Rapunzel.
Yes, you would not get out of this room and get your baby back. Tell me my name. My real name.
Say my name, say